Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and each week we invite various guests to help us as Avon representatives take our Avon business to the next level. These individuals can be life coaches, Avon representatives, and district managers. Tonight, I'm so happy to announce that we have a very, very special guest, and all of our guests are special. This is also a special, special guest, and that is Sherry Best. And Sherry Best is co-author of a book that's so hot around the Avon market, or community, I should say. It's called A View from the Top. So I'm not going to take a lot of time. I'm going to plug her right in, and I hope this is her number. It looks like she changed the number here. Sherry, can you hear me? Sherry? It may not be Sherry. Let me try another number. Unplug that person. And let me go to another one. Sherry, can you hear me? Well, I don't see her number on the caller. Let me see. I see the area code where she's from, but I'm not seeing her directly. So let me go back and look into my log. Make sure I have the number correctly. Yes, here she goes.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Good. I'm so happy to have you on the show, as well as many of my guests that come on the radio show to listen to us every week. And so when we begin, let's start with you telling us a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about myself, huh? Well, I'm originally from the Bronx, New York. And
wow.
I grew up there, yes. I went to Evander Childs High School.
Oh, Evander as well.
Yes. And there's not too much to tell. I mean, I grew up regular in the Bronx, parents, and had children, got married. You know, I'm just going through the regular stuff.
How did you get involved with Avon?
Well, what happened was I was living in Alabama for a while. And then when I relocated back to New York City, you know, I didn't have a job and stuff like that. So I said, you know, and I had done Avon before, you know, when I was a teenager, of course, under my mother's name. And then I did it at another time. So this time I said, you know, let me go and look and see what Avon has to offer. So mm-hmm. I went, and because at the time I really needed some cash flow, and I signed up on December 5th of 2003.
Wow.
And
2003, wow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to say something here because a lot of people that know me personally know that I talk a lot. But when I don't know people, I am a very shy person. I know probably people that know me are probably say, oh, please, you know what I mean? But I am so. Just to talk about myself is not easy because I'm just very humble and I'm very laid back when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're
going to pull
it out. We're going to pull it out on you today. So, right now, can you tell us about your Avon business today? I think you have an Avon office or a store. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah. I mean, I have a training center, and the reason why I have it is because as my business, you know, started getting bigger and bigger, and I'm doing it out of my home, I just wanted to try to, differentiate from home and work because I was working all the time. Not that I don't enjoy it, But my kids and my family were like, oh, my gosh, all she does is Avon. So when I go to my training center, I'm working, you know, all day, like from 10 to 5. You know, I'm making my phone calls or either I'm prospecting out in the field. And then once 5 o'clock comes, that's it. I mean, I don't have a computer or anything that I have at home. So, And my training center is for my representatives because I keep products there for them if they go short. I have kits there for them, books, whatever they need. If they need a computer to use, everything is there for them.
Now, I'm sure that everything was not peaches and cream when you were an Avon representative. I know that you probably had some struggles. Can you share with us some of the struggles that you had coming up as an Avon representative?
Well, when I first started, and when I looked at the business and I saw that there were reps making $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, that was just my goal right there, like, oh, wow, this is really what I can do. And there were plenty of obstacles. You know, you have the turnover rates. You have reps that they say they want to sell and then they don't want to sell, but you just keep moving forward. You keep moving forward. There's obstacles even to this day. Even as a senior executive unit leader, and I have, you know, sales volume of over $2 million going through my business a year, I still have the same obstacles as somebody that just started. Because even though I'm senior, I still always have to maintain my business. So I'm just not sitting down and not doing anything. I still have to do the same things that I was doing when I started.
And what are those things that you still doing that you did when you first started?
One thing is you have to always maintain, and I say very important, your integrity and your trust with your representatives. And that's a big thing because, you know, the reps are the ones that look to you for the knowledge.
Right.
And, you know, to help, because if you're their leader, you're directing them how to get where you are. And a lot, and it doesn't happen if they feel like you don't know your stuff, you don't know your business. Or, I mean, because some people feel like, okay, I want to be a leader, but I'm not going to learn this business and I'm just going to fudge it. Reps see right through that. So, I'm training, I'm mentoring, I'm investing money. And you have to invest money in your business. It's just like I said, I invest in my reps, I invest in sales tools, I invest in training myself, you know, personal development. And that's very important, too, because Avon does have great training for the representatives. I mean, I encourage it because Avon spent millions of dollars for that excellent training that they have on how to run your Avon business. But as far as personal development, we also need that too. We need to learn how to deal with all sorts of people because this is a people business.
At what point did you realize that you actually had a business? One of the things I observe is that when I sign up Avon representative, they don't really realize that this is really a business. So when did you have the aha moment when you realized that this is really a business and something that you can do?
Like five days after I signed up, because I saw this video that had Lisa Wilbur, and she said she was making $300,000 a year. And I just said, wow, that's what I'm going to do. And from then, I kept going. When I signed up at Campaign 26, in Campaign 4, I was a unit leader. In Campaign 13, I went to Advanced Unit Leader. Then I kind of cooled off. I didn't cool off totally, But I was just, you know, still building. And then in 2007 is when I first made executive unit leader. And, you know, then I had stuff going on, so I kind of cooled off. And then once I said to myself, you know what, it's time for me to be a senior, I said I was going to be a senior by campaign 26 of 2011, and that's exactly what I did. And it wasn't easy because, I mean, it took everything that I had to give. And that took about 8 months when I had said to myself, I'm going to make it by campaign 26. I had to give it everything. I had no room for anything else, but that was my goal.
What were some of the things that you did when you said you gave it your all? What were some of the things that you did to do that?
Well, at the time, I had a job, and I was working from 7:45 in the morning until 5 p.m. at night, and on one night a week, I had to work till 8:30. And what I would do is, on my lunch, I would make my phone call. Sometimes on my lunch, if the person was close by, I would do a quick appointment, whether it was training or whether it was an actual appointment. I did appointments after work. On the days I had to go and work late, when I worked till 8, I would do appointment early in the morning. I did appointments on Saturdays. I did appointments on Sundays. I did trainings, you know, just whenever I had time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you did training where, in your home?
I did training in my home while I would go to a local Dunkin' Donuts or McDonald's. I mean, wherever you know, it had to be. Mm. So, or sometimes I'd go to a diner, like if I was having a meeting. I would go, you know, to a diner. I'd have meetings there sometimes with representatives, and that did. I mean, and not only that took time, it also cost money. So, yeah, I did a lot of stuff, but like I said, once you have a goal in your head, and the only way it's going to happen is if you make it happen. A lot of people say, oh, I'm going to get to see you. I'm going to just recruit. It doesn't work like that. You have to orchestrate how that's going to happen, and you have to break it. I set my goal, and then I break it down into weeks, and that's mm-hmm. how I make it.
Can you give us an example for those who are listening?
Well, right now, okay, right now, I'm working with some people that want to go to executive unit leader. They're actually unit leaders right now. So we're breaking it down, and they have a goal right now to give their business a jump start because they're trying to make executive by campaign 26. So I'm telling them to get your jump start right now. You need to work very hard for these next 2 weeks. You need to bring in like 20 people, and out of those 20, you need to find five candidates. So I have one rep. She goes, well, what else? What after that? I said, I just want you to focus right now on these 2 weeks, and then I'll tell you. I already have the plan worked out where she's going to go next, but I break it down to because, and like I said, it takes time, and that is why you must do your training, and you got to know your business. That tools like the downline manager, if anybody's yes. doing leadership, and like I said, from the day I got downline manager, which was in March of 2004, I go on my downline manager every single day. Mm-hmm. I know my team members, and, you know, when they call me, you know, I can actually sit and plan their business. But,
wow.
I mean, you have to look to see where they are. What they need, like, to make a goal. Like, you know, if they're trying to make executive, we know constantly they need 17,500 in sales per campaign. So right now, if they're not making those sales, if they're making 3,000 in sales, you know, we have to kind of average out the numbers and break it down to how many people they need in their business to actually make that type of sales constantly.
Uh-huh. Wow.
You know, but I try to keep it simple But, I mean, like I said, if you start from the beginning and you're looking at your downline manager every day and you're knowing your team, because these are your people. So when you're knowing your team, it's easier for you to know where you have to go or what you need or what a team member needs to make it to her goals. And, and that's what I did. I did that from the beginning.
Do you touch base with everyone on your team?
Do I touch base, like, meaning? I mean,
calling, email, or meeting with them.
And see, and all of those relationships are different because some people prefer just only emailing. Some people prefer I need to call them. Some people like to text, which I don't like, but I guess I have to do it because I can't do all of that typing. It's just too much. So all of those relationships are different. You know, some, this one rep, I have to go to her house, you know. And then there's some reps, I'm always emailing them, and they never answer back until they need something. And that's okay because, I mean, like I said, everybody's different. And this is one thing. You have to respect the fact in your business, when you're a leader, that everybody on your team is an adult and they have the choice to run their business however they feel like it. So just because they're not running it the way you feel they should run it, I'm okay with that because I respect them as a business owner that's how they want to run their business. And, you know, I keep working with people that want to work their business, but I'm always there for them when they do need me.
I think that's a very important point because a lot of us as Avon representative in the leadership, and leadership is when you're starting to build your downline, I think many of us are frustrated because we want our downline to copy, to duplicate what we think is the way to run the business. And subsequently, two things happen. We become very frustrated. Our rep and our downline become frustrated. And then your relationship somehow at some point deteriorates.
Yes, because, like I said, I've learned this, and we just have to respect that. That's what they want to do. That's how they want to run their business. And they have that right as a business owner. Also, you know, we just really need to respect that because everyone cannot take the same amount of tasks. Some people can only do one thing. Some people like me, I'll do have 10 things going on, and I can remember every single thing that I have going on, and some people can't do that. So we have to respect that, you know. And I don't – if a person's recruiting and she's recruiting one person a month, and I'm glad she's doing something. You know, and that's how she wants to run her business. I've had people do like that, and then all of a sudden, they're on fire. They start recruiting, and then, you know, they come to life. And, you know, I respect that because, you know, people have stuff going on, and you don't know. And I don't even try to put the pressure on them. Like, you know, you really need to do this. You really need to because this is what you can get. We've had that conversation before, and I think that's why. I mean, I have a lot of representatives. I have at least about 30 representatives that have been with me for over 200 campaigns. And that's a lot. I mean, they started with me, but like I said, I respect them as business owners because I looked at people as we're all business owners and they're my partners. They're not my children. They're not my students. We're partners. And, you know, I have to let them, you know, run the business how they want, and if they need me, I'm definitely there to support them. You know, and you can't get offended. That's what a lot of us do. We get offended if people are not calling us, if people are not coming to our meetings. You know, people are people.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. For those people who are listening on this call, I don't think they know exactly where it is that you live, like where it's located in the state of New York. Can you give them that idea?
Well, I'm in, I live in Boston Lake, and that's not Boston. A lot of people think I'm saying Boston, but it's Boston, B-A-L-L-S-T-O-N, Lake, New York. That's 15 miles south of Saratoga.
And for those people who know who don't know what Saratoga is, Saratoga is maybe about 20 or 30 minutes away from Albany. So she's pretty far up, and you're
mm-hmm.
making it happen in your community.
Yes.
Let me ask you, was your great, did your business start to build when you were in the community that you were in or when you were in the Bronx?
Well, I started in the Bronx, and like I said, I went full steam ahead from 5 days after I started. But even up here, I mean, I have a few reps that I work with that they're out, they're prospecting 2 or 3 days a week. You know, they're bringing in between 2 and 5 people a week. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, it took us a while to find, like, the niche, because it's different up here when we recruit. It's not like the city. So we have to recruit in different ways.
So what do you have to do? Do you go to shopping malls to recruit?
We go to shopping malls. If I'm driving down the street and I see a body, I'll jump out the car.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's what we have to do. I call them drive-bys. And that's what we do. It'll be 2 of us in the car, and we'll go, okay. We stop a little above the person, and somebody will jump out. And sometimes it's 4 of us in a car. Somebody will jump out and start talking to the person, and we all take turns. You know, we go, like, say we're in McDonald's. We might be in there eating, and then, you know, we'll quietly maybe go near somebody and say, hey, can I give you an Avon brochure? And if the person, you know, give us any eye contact, we'll talk to them, say, hey, can we sit down for a second? You know, and we've gotten really good at talking to people like that. So it's definitely different. Like in the Bronx, I just go park somewhere, set up a table, and I'm in business. But that's not, you know, how it is where I'm at right now. But it's okay. It's still fun.
For those people who don't know you, you have a shrink wrap black SUV that has the logo Avon decal roll over it, and then it says avon.com/teambest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so people can get a visual of what we're saying. So how many reps you have in total underneath you?
I look today, it's about 570.
That's amazing, amazing. I know I have people on the line who may be interested in opening an Avon store themselves. Was that an easy task?
Say that again. I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
There may be some who are listening who may be thinking about opening up their own Avon store. Was that an easy task?
No, and I invest a lot of money in mine. I don't use my place as a store. Like, I do have products, so if my customers come, they usually order, or if I have it, they buy. But for the most part, I just invest. I mean, it's like my office to me, and I'm just really, you know, paying rent to have a location. I don't really promote it like that as a store, but I would tell someone I would not open up a store or training center until I became an executive, or if you're a person that's a president's council member, because I mean now you have, you know, volume, which is a lot to have at home.
My
leadership check offsets my rent. Other than that, it would be hard.
Okay.
You know, because this is my only income.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you your team best, so that means you are also a husband and wife team, correct?
Yeah, me, my husband, and my daughter.
Tell us how important that is to have a family come together, whether it's a single mother and their son or daughter or a husband and wife. Why is it important for a family to come together and work in Avon business? And what are the advantages?
Well, I didn't get married to my husband until 2000. Well, I didn't meet him until 2007. Prior to that, it was just me and my daughter doing the business. And at the time, she was 12 years old when I started. So I kept her very busy. I mean, and she loved it, though. She loved the products, and she helped me do the business. And like I said, I was out there all the time. And I kept her busy, so, I mean, kept her out of trouble. Not that she's that type of daughter. I mean, she didn't have a boyfriend until she was, like, 19 because I kept her so busy. And but we're very close. I mean, you would think most children would want to go hang with their friends. If I have a meeting, she's right there. You know what I mean? So it's important because it definitely, you know, I mean, she's you know, a young person. I'm an adult. But it just keeps us all close together because we do it as a family.
When she works your business, does she also sell the Avon products with the people at school? Does she help people put up flyers, bag stuff, put labels on?
No, my husband does that. He's VP of Public Relations, and he does all that stuff. Me and her, we do like all of the administrative stuff, like calling the reps, the removals, the no orders, the hold orders. We work when incentives come up, we break them down. You know, she helps me plan out the representatives' goals. She does some training. Yeah, she knows, like I said, from when she was 12, she was doing like everything. So she knows the business very well.
Is she now an Avon rep herself?
No, we actually incorporated our business, so we all three are just one corporation. That's why if you were to look up me, if you were to look for me in Avon, I wouldn't be listed as Sherry Best. I would be listed as Team Best LLC.
I saw that. I Googled you, and I saw that you came up as Team Best LLC. And for those people who are family who are maybe thinking about that, why did you do that versus I know there's some reps that have their husband, their sister, their brother, their cousin, their son, and daughters. They all have individual accounts, but they're not a team. Why did you decide to go the LLC route?
Well, when you're doing leadership, your husband or your spouse cannot be an Avon representative in your team. It is against Avon policies. And if they were to find out they wanted to be technical, you know, you can lose your downline over that.
Really?
So, yes. So, and it's important, too. I tell people, print out those Avon policies. You definitely need to know them. So, because that is a big component of running your business properly. Also, we did it so we all can work the business. We all work the business together. Like when we did our corporation, we all had to submit our names to Avon. So that's why we did it that way. And my daughter can't be in my downline either because, you know, we live in the same house.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. I'm trying to think of everything that I know that people are asking. So the last thing, we only got a few more minutes. The last thing I want to talk about is your book. What inspired you to join forces with the other Avon representatives to write this book, A View from the Top?
Well, the first, when I made Senior in 2011, I went to the Senior Summit. Every year they have a summit where all the seniors meet. So the first time I went to the summit was in 2012 in March. And that's when, you know, I met Lisa Wilbur, and she actually was putting the project together and asked any seniors that wanted to participate. And you know, I didn't even think about it. She gave me like a flyer, and I put it down. And one day I was going through some papers. I looked. I said, you know what? Oh, it's a co-author in a book. I think that's a good idea. So that's when, you know, I said, you know what, I want to do this. And let me tell you, it was very nerve-wracking because, you know, you have so much to say, but then when you start writing the book, you don't have anything to say. Oh, my God. And Lisa Wilbur was so good because she was talking to us. She was like, don't worry, just take it slow. Just start writing your bio. Don't think about the other stuff. And she really helped us. I mean, really. So,
wow. Can you tell us a little bit one or two highlights of the book that you of your section?
Well, it talks about my life before Avon. That was interesting.
Uh-huh.
And then
okay.
Huh? Say that again.
Then. Okay.
No, I was saying, and then after it talks about my life before Avon, it talks about what brought me to Avon. And I also give some business tips in the book.
Very good. And you also share some of your challenges, too, in the book
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. As well as all the other co-authors of the book. If the Avon, people who are listening to the radio show right now, if they wanted to get a copy of that book, how can they get a copy of that book?
Well, if they want to get a copy of the book, they can email me at avonteambest@hotmail.com, and I would invoice them through PayPal, and then once they pay, I would send them the book.
Okay, let me repeat that. So that's avonteambest, B-E-S-T, @hotmail.com. So all they have to do is put in the subject line, they want the book, A View from the Top, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. Well, I tell you, I'm inspired. I'm reading the book as well as I think a few of the people in my downline are also reading the book, and I'm hoping that, you know, after, you know, hearing your talk and after hearing your talk on the radio, I hope that people will be inspired to get the book, just to support the Avon representative, and secondly, just to learn about the Avon business, because a lot of times, you know, we think that things that happen to us as Avon rep as we build our business, we think that,
mm-hmm.
that it's unique to us. But, you know, you hear that other people have had the same challenges, and
mm-hmm.
then they still were able to overcome those challenges and still persevere, you know, it's very motivating.
Yes, and I'm motivated by all the stories there. I love them. I mean, reading the book, I was crying on some stories because it was just like, wow. And I thought my story was, you know, a lot.
Wow. So what's next? What's your next goal? You have your store, you're building your team. What's next for Miss Best?
My goal this year, I'm not really doing too much for myself. My goal is to help is I'm working with about 4 or 5 people now that I'm trying to help them get to senior. So
that's my
goal, is to help other people.
And when you help other people, good things happen to you. So I'd like to thank
Hello?
You for being on the radio show. Is there anything, any last parting words that you would like to leave the reps who are listening with?
Yes, and this is how I signed my book. You know, one thing that works in this business is persistence and consistency. You know, a lot of people feel they're doing their business, but they may start in January, and then stop January 5th, and then don't do anything until May, but you have to be persistent and consistent, and your business will grow. You will be successful.
Well, thank you so much for that. For those people who are listening to the call on the radio show today, you know that you can go back to the link, and you can go back and re-listen to the this broadcast. You can also send this link and share it with others so that they, too, can listen to the broadcast. I'm going to send it through Facebook in case you can't find it. But, again, you know, this is one of those talks that you should really go back and listen to. And, Cher, I really, really appreciate you and all that you do and you continue to do. And, everyone, please support these ladies by purchasing their book. Again, you can purchase the book by email, Team Best.
Avon Team Best at Hotmail.com.
So that's AvonTeamBest@Hotmail.com. Okay, everyone. So thank you again, Lisa. I'm Shirley. And have a good night, everyone.
Okay.
And for those people who have not placed the order, make sure you get your orders in this week. Make it happen.
Okay. Okay. All right, take care.